After the Merry Monarch was canceled, I emailed Sig Zane, that pioneer fashion and lifestyle designer, to see if he'd talk with us about how things were feeling in Hilo. He said, "No, no can." Why did I ask him? Because he and his wife, Nalani Kanaka'ole, Kumuhula of Halau o Ke Kuhi, are thought leaders here. I will never forget the pop-up show of Sig's designs they brought to Waikiki for Inner Island Terminal. I mean, those were designs that erupted out of Hawaii Island with story, intention, imagery of migration, sea animals, and it looked utterly contemporary. Okay, then, last week I saw their son, Kuha'o, had started an Aloha Friday Pauhana hangout there at Sig Zane Designs. So I called Sig again to ask, how are things feeling in Hilo?
Kind of really nice. I mean, it's terrible in a sense that, you know, the world is in this crisis and I'm happy. You know, yes, there's a lot of things going on and I feel bad for my employees. You know, because I heard that the wait for unemployment is taking much longer, all that kind of stuff. But I kind of like the pace now. It's really slow. It's quiet. And the best part is that it's just love that is going around now. You know, every day I think of people that I haven't been in touch with, and I send them a note of love. And at this special time, you really want to share that love, yeah. And then it's only Melanie and I at home, and it's all ours time, no one else. You know, there's no hula now, and so we get to just be with each other. And like last night, I think I'm going to open a bottle of wine. You know, it's just nice to be there and not rushed, because just imagine if it was Merry Monarch, we would be running, and we almost don't have time to talk because there's so much going on in our heads that we're trying to cover ground and make sure everything is aligned and everything.
This very weekend would have been.
Yeah, it would have been the start.
I want to know what kinds of seeds of things you and Nalani got going there. What have you been reading? What are you looking at?
Oh, you know, I'm really loving the Chinese dramas. Like, for example, the royal palace kind in the old days, and they all dress up in their Chinese costumes and stuff. And then they have long hair, and they have all these beautiful ornaments. And the furniture is wonderful. The architecture is great. The gardens are beautiful. And then, you know, they speak in philosophical, in poetic sentences. I love that. I never had a chance to really just delve into it, you know. And, well, actually, I think truthfully, it's now coming back, that want to know about that. Yeah, okay. You know, way back in the day when I was nine years old, I acted in a Chinese movie. Yes, 55 Days in Peking. It was filmed in Madrid. On the set, I was sometimes a peasant kid all in cotton, but once in a while I got to play part of the royal palace, and those clothes were like what I see in the movies now. So I get this little, you know, this fun time, and it's taking me back to that.
You've worn them.
Enjoying it. Yeah, I've been there.
Uh-oh, we may go there too.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, and but, you know, I have to admit that there's one thing that is keeping me sane in all of this, and that is surfing. The beach is closed, but they allow the surfers, and we all keep our distance.
Where do you go?
We have that piece. Honolulu, it's only 2 miles north of the town, yeah, so it's close, and it's perfect, and it's cold, and it's clean, and I get to see the sunrise every morning. You know, I'm the morning crew. I get up early and I'm out there when the sun rises. And yeah, you know, every day is different. These are my best friends out there. And we go there to just laugh. And, you know, I think that that's one of the best remedies nowadays, just to laugh and laugh and laugh hard. You know, and yeah, we make jokes of what's going on right now, but we all take it seriously in a sense that we are the protectors of our family. We have to provide, but at the most part, keep them healthy and safe. Yeah. So I think that that's the camaraderie that we share. And, you know, but it's good to laugh.
But are you going to do, like, a talk story from your shop or anything?
Well, this is what my son has arranged. And he's a guy, you know, I have been practicing social distancing for all my life until he was born, and then he wanted me to be this social king. And I, anyway, every Aloha Friday at 4 o'clock, he pulls in people, and we do a live thing on Instagram.
From your shop over there.
Actually, we take people up to Kaiao, which is our creative space. Well, Kuha'o has set up a bar. And so we sit at the bar, and the whole rule is if you want to participate in this, you need a glass in your hand. Last week, Kuha'o told me, you can't just sit there pretty. You have to talk. I did all the talking. I said, because I don't have a plan. And, you know, you have this whole thing going, rolling. And, you know, I just sit there and nod my head, and I'll throw in something like, oh, I remember you in a malo. And
yeah, then, you lob in those cherry bombs.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait to watch myself. Oh, so
well,
glad to hear that.
You better have your green bottle with you, huh?
I will. I got plenty.
Instagram at 4 on Fridays, Sig Zane Designs. You know the rules if you want to participate. Now here's some motivation. Ka'au Crater Boys, Troy Fernandez, and the late, great Ernie Cruz Jr. You're not going to be driving anywhere, so hey, happy Aloha Friday.